To begin with, see if you can position yourself as comfortably as you can, shifting your weight so your body feels well supported, and gently allowing your eyes to close. Becoming aware of the rise of your body as you breathe in, and the way it settles back down as you breathe out. So you can become more and more attuned to the feel of your breath moving in and out of your body. And now, taking a nice, deep, full, cleansing breath, and breathing out fully and completely. And with the next breath in, imagining that you're sending the warm energy of your breath to any part of your body that's sore or tense or tight, and releasing the tension with the out-breath. So you can feel your breath going to all the tight, tense places, warming and loosening and softening them, and then gathering up the tension and breathing it out, so that more and more you can feel safe and comfortable, relaxed and easy, sensing the cleansing action of your own breath. Arms and legs loose and comfortable, tension draining out of fingers and toes, and any unwelcome thoughts that come to mind, those too can be sent out with the breath, released with the exhale, so that for just a moment your mind is empty. For just a split second, it's free and clear space, and you are blessed with stillness. And any emotions you're feeling inside, those too can be noted and acknowledged and sent out with the breath. So your emotional self can be still and quiet, like a lake with no ripples. And now, putting the flat palm of your hand over your breastbone, a little below the base of your neck, and your other hand over the center of your belly, also flat palm down, and sensing that a soft healing warmth is coming out of your hands and softly entering your body, gently penetrating into skin and muscle and bone, layer by layer, surrounding and soaking into the glands that house your immune cells, stimulating and revitalizing them. The two-lobed thymus beneath your breastbone, and the little clusters of Peyer's patches in the belly. And perhaps even feeling a ripple of fresh appreciation for the constant support and protection they provide, for keeping you safe and strong and well. And sensing the two lobes of the thymus plumping up, warm and pink and full, like a fragrant peach ripening in the warmth of the sun. And so too with the tiny grape-like clusters of Peyer's patches, soaking in strength and purpose, tight, full, strong little sacks bursting with vitality. Feeling the thymus somewhere beneath your hand, gearing up to send forth whatever armies of defending cells that are needed to any place in the body, to eliminate any unwelcome presence. Cells that are loyal and ready. Thousands of miraculous little soldiers, highly trained, focused, and intelligent. Utterly committed to your well-being. Knowing where to defend and where to let things be. And sensing the movement of these remarkable, trustworthy little defender cells. Highly trained, discriminating, and intelligent. Moving out from their dispatch centers. All through your body. Combing tissue and fluid for any unwelcome presence that might contribute to your discomfort. Bypassing the healthy tissue, respecting your own territory, and seeking out cells occupied by virus invaders that impose uninvited on the warm generosity of your body. And knowing that this crack core of highly trained fighter cells can immediately see where an uninvited virus has made itself a home. By the telltale markings left on the outside of the cell, like muddy footprints at the entrance of a home. Sensing the patrolling T cells, sighting the marked cells, quickly surrounding them and destroying them with a deft thrust, like a sword in the hands of a master fencer, deftly perforating the membrane of the cell and shutting it down. Knowing that these miraculous little T cells can even clone themselves when necessary, spreading out in multiples of themselves and pursuing any infected cells that may try to proliferate. Feeling the warmth of their efforts as they multiply and spread, accosting each and every compromised cell with commitment, fierce focus, and great skill. So just sensing the movement of these loyal defenders, dispatched from the powerful little gland under your breastbone, and patrolling all through your body, protective and loyal, and aided by other special forces as well. Ingenious little helper cells that survey the action and call in more troops as needed. And suppressor cells that can see when the last of the enemy is gone and so call the fighting to a halt. Calming down any overzealous fighter cells with no enemy left to fight, sending them home with a sense of a job well done. And sensing too all the varieties of other elite troops that protect the body, marshaled from their many locations with specialties of their own, some trained to identify chaotic, mutant cancer cells that will occasionally try to form, knowing how to quickly surround them and penetrate them with special poisons, quickly and easily, before they can begin to make trouble. So just taking a moment or two to sense the movement of these intelligent, intensely focused cells, spring-loaded to mobilize at the merest beginnings of a threat. And sensing too the brilliant transformation of other cells, cells designed to fight bacteria, cells that wait in the spleen and the lymph nodes like bored recruits until they're needed. And then, exquisitely changing form, producing perfectly programmed little missiles, charged and sent through the blood straight to their hapless target. Brilliant, versatile cells that can also clone themselves so they can overpower even large numbers of enemy targets and so restore the body's integrity and strength. And sensing too the cleanup crew of feeding cells, the loyal, sturdy foot soldiers that clean the debris off the battlefield, leaving the tissue fresh and clean and strong. Open space for healthy new cells to grow. So just feeling gratitude for this exquisitely orchestrated system of defense, for all the constant automatic activity being done on your behalf, all through your body, day and night, a vigilant, effective, non-stop patrol. A noble and brave army of dedicated soldiers, utterly committed to your well-being. Discriminating, intelligent, only attacking where it's necessary, and knowing when to leave well enough alone. So just breathing in the wonder and gratitude for this everyday miracle happening inside your own body, every moment of every day. No less miraculous for its constancy. Breathing out your thank you. Again, breathing in this sense of blessing for all this protection, and breathing out your thanks fully and easily. And so, feeling peaceful and easy, very gently and with soft eyes, coming back into the room whenever you're ready, knowing in a deep place that you are better for this. And so you are.